Kurt wasn't really the tortured artist, like the sulking, tortured person. Like, he was really funny person. And somebody was watching this when we were doing the box set, the Nirvana Lights Out box set, and they were editing it, and they were looking at all this videos, and they're like, you know what? I was looking at Nirvana and like all these interviews, and everybody's always laughing. Like, the band is always laughing, cutting jokes, and just, you know, and this something was the most apparently stupid, ridiculous, the better. It had to be super stupid. It was really funny. Like, it was so stupid. That was such an event, like when Kurt died and the way he chose to die. And, you know, it was such a media spectacle. And so you get all this, like, this mythology. Then there's books and articles and, like, all those kind of things. Speculation. And, when I was growing up, it was like, you know, wow, you know, Bruce Lee or Jim Morrison or Jimi Hendrix, you know, they're just, like, huge. And, you know, and I look back now, you know, I'm looking at Jimi Hendrix. He was 27 when he died. And, you know, and he's still huge musically. But when you look at this person, he's, like, a lot younger. Like, you know, I'm 43, and you're looking at somebody who's 27. You can, you know, people look younger. And it's just, I don't know, it's just too bad. Like, again, those are personal things that were handed Kurt. And, you know, one thing led to another, and he just should have stuck around. I don't think he just shouldn't have done that. That's all I can really say. I mean, it's like an understatement. He could have done anything he wanted to do. He could have been a painter, a sculptor. He could have lived in a. He could have done anything he wanted to do. For years after Kurt died, I had this habit of, like, I'd walk by a pawn shop and I'd look in the window, and I'd also look for a left-handed guitar. And, like, oh, I don't need to do that anymore, you know. Especially in the old days before Nirvana got famous. Like, oh, look, there's this left-handed guitar, or a guitar that you could string left-handed for. Because if Kurt ever got a new guitar, he would just get infatuated with it, and there's, like, 10 songs right there. He would just be playing it all the time, and it's like, look at all these tunes, because he liked this new guitar. Like, we bought this, a left-handed Fender Mustang. We went to this party at the Evergreen State College, and we bought it for, like, $50 off this dude. And he's like, whoa, it's like, he had this guitar, and he was compelled. There was that drive that he had, that gift as an artist, as expressive. And it was compelling. He was compelled to do it. Because he didn't like chores. He'd never do it. If it was a chore, he'd have nothing to do with it.